So this goes on for 10 hours?
Yes.
I don't get it.
And you never will.
Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We are the hosts of Experience Points. This is the show where we drop some nerddom on you, some news reviews.
All over the place.
Some technology.
We drop that nerddom.
It splatters.
It's a little bit
everywhere.
Geekish, too.
There is some nerd. It's an hour block of news reviews, music, and all that stuff. Before we get too deep into the show, Bear, we have a website where all of our audio and everything is. Bear, what is the website?
As always, you go to exppoints.com if you double tap that P.
We also have social media. At our landing site, which is exppoints.com/social, you can see our Facebook, our Twitter, our Google+, our YouTube, our Steam, not to mention some of our other offerings like, you know, donations. I guess your offerings to us.
Yeah, I would kind of like a Wii U, so if anyone wants to donate.
That would be nice. So
I could review Splatoon or something.
The opening was from Splatoon. I had kind of heard of it, but I didn't know what it was.
You haven't looked into it at all?
I haven't been. I've been doing a lot of research recently with the late news, and we're going to get into that a little bit later about regarding Nintendo, but I haven't really wanted a Nintendo Wii U.
I've always loved Nintendo as a company just because they make the fun games that you can just kind of, they're goofy and you can play.
Yeah.
You don't have to get too serious about
they're
things.
They're like the pop music,
I guess,
consoles, you know, but like,
I don't want to call it casual gaming because it's a bit more, you know, it's not a cell phone.
It's not necessarily casual, yeah.
But like, I mean, you have like Mario Kart and stuff like that. Anyway.
Yeah, it feels
it's
like
fun.
You know,
it's silly fun,
you know.
And that's exactly what Splatoon is, by the way.
And it seems really geared towards, younger generation, you know, whatever.
Yeah, okay, good for you, old man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Anyway, we have PayPal and Patreon.
I was going to show you my Pokemon, but now I'm not.
PayPal and Patreon on the website. Go ahead and check that out. If you'd like to give us money, thank you for the PayPal donation. If you'd like to get something out of your donation, then Patreon, of course, you could be a patron of the arts. We are the arts. You could patron towards us. Also, we have, there's one more thing I'm forgetting.
Are you forgetting things, man?
I am.
You're old because you're not a kid or a squid.
I'll remember it, and I will bring it back after the break. We're going to cut to Bitcoin Baron by YT Cracker, and then we're going to come back. You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
Still Red Bear.
That was Bitcoin Baron by YT Cracker. We figured out what I forgot. I meant to say
yeah, we did.
iTunes and Stitcher. You can listen to all of our audio on our website, exppoints.com.
Double tap the P.
You can stream it from the website. You could also sync it to your podcast via iTunes if you're an Apple guy, or if you're an Android person. Then if you're a robot,
you can go through Stitcher
or whatever. So I guess we should look at Slacker Radio too.
But we're such slackers that, you know.
We wouldn't even.
God,
do that.
I'm punny today.
So Bear, in keeping with the tradition, I bet you know what I'm going to ask you.
What did you do last week? I'm currently a squid. Now I'm a kid.
So you
what? Oh, sorry.
Obviously, one of your friends that is not me has a Wii U.
I have played it. It is great. Yes.
Who has a Wii U?
Your face. Your mom. Your nan.
I'm not calling you out. I mean,
no.
Who has a Wii U that you were playing Splatoon on?
Oh, my friend Ryan.
Oh, okay. That's what I was asking. I'm sorry,
I'm being a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm tired and a jerk.
Anyway,
besides playing a little bit of Splatoon, I started building a robot.
Awesome.
You know, because I got tired of humans.
Someone saw Terminator Genesis and decided I could do one better.
That's pretty much what happened.
Really?
Yeah. No. Well, I actually did happen to see Terminator Genesis.
I bet you were the kid that's like, man, I slept over at my friend's house, and in the guest bedroom, there's a waterbed. I'm going to build a wave pool. And you're like,
yeah,
what?
That's how my brain works.
How does your logic work? Anyway, continue.
You've known me for how long? That's pretty much how it works.
Your robot.
Yeah, so my robot, working on that. Got a Raspberry Pi, finally, you know.
Awesome.
It's still relevant, right?
The two, right?
Yeah, no, I actually got the one.
Okay.
I got the Raspberry Model B Plus
because
I got it for $20.
So you saved like almost half the price.
Right. I mean, okay, so I'm trying to control two motors here. I'm not asking
it. No, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not asking it to run.
You know what? They still sell the one.
Yeah,
so there's obviously a reason.
And I will say, like, if you have $20 laying around that you don't feel like going to dinner on, get you a Raspberry Pi.
You know, there's There are a ton of accessories. There are a ton of cases that are going
to
be...
Which I need to invest in because I'm right now just have it sitting on a cardboard box.
Dude, hot glue will work. You use hot glue the bottom
of
everything.
Is it non-conductive? I guess so. Yeah. That would actually work. So yeah, I got that. Been messing around, installed Raspbian on it because I love Debian. And started messing around with some C code, getting ready for my robot to waiting on a motor controller to come in.
So then you can take, can take over the world.
Take over the world.
Skynet.
Yeah, just connect it to the GPIO pins.
Stay tuned. Next week.
The robots take over. Skynet goes live. But one cool thing I do have working is I was working with network communication in C.
Uh-huh.
So I now have a server on my Raspberry Pi that sends out boops.
Just boops?
Just boops.
Okay.
You can request a boop. You'll get a boop.
Will you get? Can you receive a beep?
No
beeps. Just boops.
That's a future release. We're just at boops at this point.
Version 2, everyone, will include 100% more beeps. Very cool.
100% more beeps. Awesome. So, did those things. What did you happen to do this weekend or last week or whatever time period we're talking about? What did you do in the 1800s?
I did not much. Not much. Nothing
kind of a boring time. There wasn't much gaming.
Just a lot of,
chess, maybe.
No, I've been kind of going back and playing a couple games that I really enjoyed. I ended up beating The Witcher this past weekend.
I saw that on Twitter.
The Witcher 3.
Congratulations.
I have taken so much time. In fact, let's put it this way. I've played 25 or 26 hours just logged in Galaxy. And I don't know how much time was logged because I started playing through the Steam interface I could take screenshots. And I know I've more than doubled that number. So I know I've played 75 hours.
You don't even know how long
you've
been playing
The Witcher. Yeah, I have no idea how long I've been playing The Witcher. I'm sure there's maybe like an in-game counter that I could look at. I'll load my save up and look at that.
Maybe.
But I thoroughly enjoyed the game. If you saw the Twitter post, if you're following me on Twitter, it's one of the best games I've ever played. CD Projekt Red did a fantastic job, and I can't wait to throw $25 more towards the next 20-hour worth of DLC and 10-hour worth of DLC packs coming out later this year and next year. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I beat Witcher 3.
Oh, speaking of beating things, I'm going to interrupt you. I did watch a guy play the new Batman game for a while.
Yeah, not on PC, I'm guessing.
Yes, on PC.
Oh, so he's beating his head against the PC.
We got this one glitch was great where Batman, I almost said Superman, because he stuck his arm straight out and got stuck like that, and the model wasn't animated, but we can move in any direction.
Oh, that's nice.
It was fun.
Okay.
So he's just like Supermaning the entire level with no animation. It was great.
Yeah, I know they've been having a lot of problems.
They've been
having
issues. It's still a pretty game. The story was good. Like I watched we finished the game over the weekend. So the story was good, as always with the Arkham games.
Yeah, I like the Arkham series. I liked when Rocksteady got it back, and I don't know if Rocksteady did this one.
I realized I actually never played Origins.
You probably could skip it.
It didn't tie into anything.
Yeah, it wasn't really. It was a game to make money. It was that year's Assassin's Creed Batman edition, and that's how I really feel about it. So I went ahead and I played. I beat Witcher 3. I tried to, we got some news about Konami and Kojima and Metal Gear Solid. So I'm kind of replaying. I'm replaying some of the Metal Gear games that I haven't really dedicated too much time to. I started by playing Metal Gear Solid 4, and I've dedicated probably most of my college life to beating that, or late high school. I can't remember exactly.
Most of your college life was dedicated to Rock Band.
Yeah, well, during the morning after Rock Band.
Oh, you did things in the morning?
I did. So Metal Gear Solid 4 was one of my favorite games. It was really, really great. It was like all the good things from Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2. It was all the story kind of coming back in Metal Gear Solid 3, and it was really good. I started playing that again. I have the digital version. And then I decided, you know what? Let me play Revengeance. I haven't played Metal Gear Rising Revengeance much because it seems like a game that's just crazy out there in left field.
It is.
Let me go ahead and play it. And it is crazy out there in left field.
Yes, I actually own that one.
It's just, I think I got it for $5.
Yeah, something like that.
So it was worth it. But other than that, I did get a new phone. I got a new piece of technology in my life.
You got a new giant looking
phone. I got
an
LG G4 without the case. I ended up getting the...
I love how LG keeps naming everything the G.
The
like
G something.
The watch. Yeah, like the LG G. It's like, you just sound like you're talking with a stutter.
The G4 is... or the LIG 4. I got the LIG 4. LG G4. It's one of those phones that's like kind of curved. It's got like a slight, subtle curve to it. It's very nice. It's got 6 processors, lots of RAM, 32 gigs on the device, a replaceable battery, and an SD card, micro SD card slot. So apparently,
that's nice.
Apparently that with like the 16 megapixel camera, it's a really awesome point and shoot. Not that good of a video camera, but who uses that for a video camera anyway?
The entire internet.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
You know.
Really good screen. It's got a 2K screen on it. So, I mean, it's got a very high quality WHK. QD display, I think is what it's called.
Fancy.
Very, very nice. I bought a case.
OLED, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I bought the case for $20 on Amazon, and I don't dislike it, but I might end up taking it off. But the phone is plastic. That's the thing. They make a leather version, and then they make a plastic version.
Yeah. A lot of companies are starting to make leather-backed phones. I don't like that.
It looks really nice.
For like a week.
Yeah, it looks really nice. The plastic doesn't feel weak. But, you know, you watch drop tests, but when you buy a phone, you should at least. Like, you should watch drop tests. You should look at reviews. You should research.
The certified MG way to buy a phone.
Don't trust the people in the stores. Because the people in the stores, their number one goal isn't to sell you a phone. It's to sell you some type of device and then make you buy three or four accessories. They make their money on the accessories. So, and that's pretty normal, pretty average for most cell phones.
Sounds like someone shops at Verizon.
Well, I mean, a lot of – no, I'm not going to say that. It's not just them. It's everybody. They want you to buy – you know, they don't make money off the phone. They make money off your service and the accessories that they sell because there's a markup. But don't trust them to know everything about the phones. They sell the phones and they say this is good because somebody told them that it's good. You do your own research. You know, watch a ton of reviews. Take the average of those reviews. If
you should always – regardless, you should be an informed consumer.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, watch 10 reviews. If all 10 of them say, yeah, you know, there's a problem with the camera. It's not that good. Or if 9 out of 10 say the camera's not that good and you want a really good camera, well, then don't get that one.
Phone.
Now, one thing I can say about this is the battery's lasted very, very, very much longer than the HTC One M8 that I had just gotten rid of. Nice. I was going to go to the M9, but it's not really that much of an improvement. It's something I am missing from the M8 and the M9 series, and I guess, anything with really good speakers, other really good speakers on the phone. The speakers on this one, it's literally just one speaker in the back. I mean, I'm always having headphones or Bluetooth or whatever.
I'll say, I'm the guy that carries around a DAC in their pocket to connect their headphones to, so,
We're going to cut to a song, come back, and talk about some stuff. This is Gaming Ain't No Game by Andrew Volpe. He's the guy from Ludo, lead singer, and one of the guitarists, so we're going to check that out. We'll catch you back after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, still MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Gaming Ain't No Game by Andrew Volpe, and it isn't. It isn't a game.
It's serious business,
gaming is
people.
Serious business. People can actually,
they keep you up at night.
People can make a lot of money playing like games and showing.
I spend a lot of money playing games.
Well, yeah, there's that. Now, I think
I got to figure out the other side of that equation.
We said PewDiePie made like $7.5 million last year just playing games and being crazy on camera. So that's really awesome,
Good
for him, because some people hate. There's a lot of hate out there. In case you haven't been on the internet,
there's hate on the internet.
Yeah.
Matt,
oh yeah.
Tell me it isn't so.
It is so.
Not on Reddit. There's no hate on Reddit.
We'll get to Reddit in a little.
Not
bit.
Anymore.
No, not after
they got rid of all the hate.
Not after she left.
We don't talk about the dark times.
We'll get to that in a minute. Before we go too far into the Ellen Powell fiasco with Reddit and
a great segue.
The tantrum. So over the weekend, Nintendo president, I think it was at the 11th, last Friday.
Yeah.
Nintendo president Satoru Iwata died at the age of 55 from a bile duct growth, sort of a tumor or something. And he'd been struggling with that for a while, and apparently they said that it was getting better, and then it just, I guess, obviously it didn't. Nintendo released a statement that said, Nintendo Co. Limited deeply regrets to announce that President Satoru Iwata passed away on July 11th, 2015, due to a bile duct growth. So
that's really sad.
But, and it's crazy. He says a few months after he had the growth, it was after E3 of last year because he skipped it. He had surgery, and then he says via Twitter that he's progressing well. So obviously, false positive. He didn't. Yeah. Progress
well,
very
these
well.
Sorts of things. It's honestly, you can't always tell.
Oh no. And
unfortunate loss for everyone.
Iwata did a lot of really cool, good stuff for Southeastern. I know him and the main guy over there. I can't remember his name. Not Tamino. That's Gundam. But the Toriyama, I think Toriyama was that the guy. That's the guy that does Mario and everybody.
Yeah.
There's like core three or four people at Nintendo at a director VP level.
Basically, everyone that made the puppet show this year.
Yeah, pretty much everyone in the puppet show. Yeah,
that's the important people.
It's sad that that they lost somebody who, you know, this wasn't a tyrannical, from what we know anyway, it's not a tyrannical type of leader. It was literally just somebody who just had a really bad time health-wise.
Right. So
on top of
somber note,
somber note, and that's about as bad as it'll get. Well, you know what? We'll scale it up in that. So let's talk about Reddit.
Let's scale up to Reddit.
Let's talk it up to Reddit. Yeah, on a scale of Iwata to Reddit, Reddit obviously will win out in hatred, I think.
There seems to be a lot of hate on Reddit.
We talked about it's Reddit. We talked about Reddit a while back when they banned a few choice subreddits, namely Fat People Hate, but there were several others we're not going to talk about.
On the air.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it on the radio. But anyway, so Ellen Powell, she is someone who she worked for a venture capital firm or a venture investment firm, and then eventually was elected or deemed Reddit CEO by the existing board. She was recently dismissed.
Right.
I think July 11th or July 10th. It was the 10th. Anyway, she was dismissed. Not dismissed as in fired, but more or less mutually decided that, you know, hey, you're going to quit. And she's like, hey, I'm going to quit. And Steven, the former CEO, kind of came
in.
It
had nothing to do with like the giant, was it like 150,000 signatures?
Yeah, there was a bunch of hate threads that sort of spawned, you know, Ellen Powell hate.
Yeah, there's a petition that got started up to have her fired.
Yeah, and it's like those petitions are great, but I mean, Reddit's a free service, you know. I use Reddit on a daily basis as a community. You know, I go to rsysadmin and a bunch of, you know, informative type of sites
that you can't mention on the air.
Anyway,
Incognito Man seems some stuff, man.
So that guy,
he knows what's up.
That fedora.
And he's now, still your friend.
So Ellen Powell, you know, she leaves, and now we're getting some sort of not backlash, just more or less kind of grumblings. We had one of their
systems engineers
left, and another person left, saying effectively that Reddit is on the brink of, and this isn't official, but Reddit's on the brink apparently of like purging all of the really terrible sides of Reddit, which there's a lot of bad side of the internet, you know.
Well, Reddit, they don't want to become the new 4chan.
Right. Or the old 4chan.
Or the old
or 4chan.
At all. They want nothing to do with 4chan. I think they're afraid that's what's happening.
Right, right.
So
it's kind of crazy, though, because I can't remember where it was quoted. So, again, just take this as a
possible fact from MG. It's been a while since I heard one of those.
Possible fact, and it is possible quote.
Possible
augmentation.
Quote. That one's new.
And this is sort of just me kind of summarizing what I heard. It was more or less someone saying that we tried to allow you to govern yourselves, talking about the Reddit community. You obviously couldn't do that. So now the man, quote, the man, will have to come in and make some rules. And if that involves locking Reddit down, if that involves kind of taking some of the control away from the moderators, that obviously some moderators are good. The communities cannot survive without some moderators being good.
I have a great community. Slash R Fitness is good, but Slash R Lose It was actually the one I was thinking of. Yeah. They're a really good community and well run.
Is that about losing weight or losing sunglasses?
Slash Lose It.
Or is it?
It's just things you lose.
It's the Eminem.
Wow.
Is my sunglasses?
It's about losing weight.
It's an Eminem song.
Wow.
Yeah. So no. So Ellen Powell.
Slash Our Fitness are all about.
Ellen Powell wasn't the glue holding the junk together.
Absolutely, no.
She was just a cog in the machine. Again, like I'm sure
brick
she got
the
paid
wall?
For it. She's a brick in the wall. She was a crack in the sidewalk. She was just, you know, she was just there. So
that's
she's
how
gone.
You really feel.
She's gone. Somebody else is now kind of in charge, and he was the former CEO. He's back. And you know, he's only there for interim.
Right. Well, wasn't she only interim?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but then never was not interim?
I don't know. You know, and that's one thing.
There was some confusion over that.
I'm not going to kind of branch out, or I'm not going to say that I know everything that goes on Reddit.
Everything.
No, I don't. But I'm not going to say that I know everything about Reddit and how I'm a consumer of Reddit. I am not political.
To be fair, I'm literally on Reddit right now.
You are. I'm just not a, I don't know, I'm a very passive Redditor.
You're a lurker.
I contribute every now and then, you know, when it's like professionally, I can contribute something that I have firsthand knowledge of, but I don't know much about like the political agenda of their inner office workings or anything. Like I don't follow that. And,
right.
I look at it like a blog website where I can go and instead of having these people that are paid to write stories or write blogs that may not be good and there's no way that I can tell them that they suck at their job, it's a lot of people just like me that may not be good at at writing blogs, but, you know, I can totally tell them that they suck.
But they suck at their job.
That they suck at their job.
That's all you really want in life.
That's really all I want.
They suck at their jobs.
We're going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to finish off our stories. This is the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. I love the song. It's so good. Crank it up to, if you have an 11, do it. If not,
whoa, it goes to 11.
10 will work, I guess. Anyway, you're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. We should listen to it again. We're not going to, but
right now,
it's really, really good. Aww. Definitely put that on your Spotify, or your Google Play, your iTunes, or whatever you're going to listen to.
Your Zune.
On your Zune. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and
blast
subscribe.
Blast from the past.
So last week, we talked about how Twitch, in their latest version of Twitch Plays a Game, they were trying to play Metal Gear Ghost Babel, which is the Game Boy Color version of Metal Gear. And Metal Gear is not an easy game really to play. The new versions, the old versions, really any versions, they're challenging, especially on the hardest difficulties. And I think the older versions...
Again, I'll say it again. Old games are hard.
Old games are hard because I think we expect a lot. We expect a lot now. We expect a tutorial level. Where's the tutorial level? I expect...
How do I do this?
I want full motion video.
So the new Batman, and my problem with all that Arkham series is...
Batman. Maybe I should follow these footprints in the ground.
No, yeah. I'm not even kidding. Like, it feels like Gothic Blue's Clues.
Yes.
Like, it's a great game. Other than that, like, don't tell me. I figured out there's footprints in the ground. I should probably go that way.
Yeah.
I figured out my own brain hole.
Believe it or not, I've been a detective for a while. I'm Batman. I don't know if you know I'm Batman.
Batman.
No, so...
Wow, the great reveal on Experience Points. MG is the Dark Knight.
I am the Dark Knight. Now, so Metal Gear, like I said, it's an older game. It's a retro game. It's not easy to play, and it's not easy to play for a few reasons. One, it's actually challenging, and two, it requires a lot of effort and concentration, a lot of remembering where things are and what things do and what I'm supposed to be doing, and maybe even a notepad to write things down.
So kind of like my life that I keep forgetting about.
Yes. Yes, it's a series of to-do lists.
And then
it's also challenging because being in an older game on an older console, in this case, the Game Boy Color, you really only have like 45 pixels by 45 pixels to do anything with. So
not much.
I guess it's the way you experience the game
now. I mean, I can't play anything if it's less than 4K.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Your eyes.
It's like 240 hertz.
Your eyes will bleed and know. Anyway, we were talking about how they weren't doing so well playing this game, Metal Gear Ghost Babel. Apparently, they beat it, though.
Yay!
Which was really cool. So July 12th, they ended up beating it. They cleaned house. Apparently, total play time, 51... I think this is 51 hours.
I think.
51 hours.
Did they just give up on writing the rest?
It's 51, 12, 56. So 51 hours, 12 minutes, and 56 seconds. Or 51 minutes. It's got to be 51 hours.
51 hours. That sounds like good value for your money.
Yep. They were found 316 times. And in case you don't know, Metal Gear is a series of stealth action, not RPG, but stealth action espionage games. They were found 316 times by enemies, of which they've killed 729 enemies, used 6 rations. Now, this is cool. So rations are like health packs. They replenish your health, their food.
Yeah.
And they got a cicada. So, and it took 4 days for them to play. So across 4 days and for almost 4 days, 43 minutes, 44 minutes, they had a total game time of 51 minutes, which is or 51,
51
hours,
hours,
which was really, really
that's
awesome.
That's some game time there.
That's some game time. So congratulations to everybody that took part in that, because that is the best Metal Gear news I have right now, because I actually
is that
have
good or bad?
I have bad Metal Gear.
Oh no,
Metal Gear news.
I actually don't know the Metal Gear news that you have.
So we have Metal Gear Solid 5 still coming out. Everything's being released. Everything's
that sounds
be good.
Good.
But we've been kind of continuously leaking, not leaking because it's not like it's a secret.
You're always leaking.
Am I crying?
Ooh, I have that Game Boy.
Or whatever.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted.
Anyway, so Metal Gear Solid 5 is the last game from Hideo Kojima.
Right.
It's produced by Hideo Kojima and published and it's developed by Kojima and it's published by Konami. But Konami is sort of shifting their focus more towards a casual mobile gaming experience, casino games, and it's in Japan, things are different than they are in America. So they're shifting.
That is the truest statement that's ever been uttered on this show.
Yes.
In Japan, things are different than they are in America.
So like they have pachinko and a bunch of like casino type games that Konami will make. That will go in almost like a casino arcade type of style. They have mobile games and card games and everything that they will make, and they will make a lot of money on.
Don't forget, Nintendo started as a card company.
They did.
Random tangent.
They did. Anyway, the whole reason I bring up this is to kind of segue away from Metal Gear Ghost Babel on Twitch, is to go into saying that Kojima has been sort of taken out of Konami. Once this game's done, he's done.
Right.
The game website has been stripped of Kojima's kind of the Foxhound logo. And now we're getting information that the Metal Gear Solid 5 box art will not feature Kojima's logo.
Really wondering what happened there.
It's really, really, really crazy.
He ticked off something.
Hideo Kojima. It used to be, and we actually have an old version of the box art where it says a Hideo Kojima game.
Right.
And then at the bottom you see the Konami logo and then the Kojima kind of brand, the Foxhound brand. That was the original thing where they stripped that off and they stripped the Hideo Kojima game, which, you know, some people are saying, well, you know, it's not like he's the only person that worked on the game. It's like a legacy.
Baby.
It's the entire series would not be the same without
Hideo
Kojima.
It's like saying Henry Ford's not the only one that built the Ford cars.
Right, exactly. You know? So that's sort of unfortunate news about it's almost one of those things where it's like, do you even buy the game? Because you're going to be throwing money.
Do you make
money.
A political statement at this point and not buy the game?
So the game is still made by Hideo Kojima, and if you want to
play, he was involved with
game,
all of the development.
Yeah, so he spearheaded all of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you buy this,
assuming he's not getting anything from it.
When you buy it, well, no, he won't be around to really kind of capitalize on it. I guess maybe there's some royalties. It depends on how the agreement.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if there's royalties because they're stripping his name off of everything.
Yeah,
so that seems like kind of illegal.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer.
I don't know how it works.
I can pretend to be.
It may be dishonorable or something to expect money for services rendered.
Again, things are different in Japan. I have no idea.
Because they're paying him obviously to develop the game. But no, I would be. You know, it's almost one of those kind of ethical things where if you believe that Kojima makes really good games and you want to support him, then, you know, obviously you want to experience what he did, his last thing. But it's almost a case, and I'm not saying in any official capacity, I'm not condoning that anyone pirate
games.
Yeah, I'm not saying anyone should pirate games ever. Mm-hmm. But if you believe in what the product is, but you don't believe in buying the product because of what that will do. What that will do for the people that, you know, shouldn't, that have been kind of railroading the guy or the team that made the game. Like, do you pirate the game or do you buy the game or do you
do
you wait and
you
buy
want
it from
to
like
see the content, but it, you don't want to support
right. You
the
don't
want
to. You don't. You're not supporting the developer. You're supporting the publisher.
Right.
At this point, and it's only, you know, you're not going to. Hideo Kojima is not going to see your money. Let's assume that. So,
yeah. Well, I really don't think he is. His name's not anything. They're literally stripping him from everything.
Yeah.
So
it's disrespectful. But I mean, again, it's not like the game's any less a Metal Gear Solid game. It's just very much. It's like the last sour. You know, it's that gut punch. That last gut punch.
Yeah.
When the game comes out, which I think is September 1st, the game comes out September 1st.
I'm interested to see how it does. Sales.
And that's the sad thing. Like,
I just want to know.
It might do really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
It might do incredibly well. It might do well more, you know, better than any of the other games because this is the last one.
Maybe.
You know, it could be the last one. It will be the last Hideo Kojima game. Though at the same time, and this is the crazy other conspiracy theory.
Put on your tinfoil hats.
Several times Hideo Kojima has said, "All right, I'm done with Metal Gear Solid. I'm done with making the game. I want to do another type of game. I don't know, Police Knots 2 or Snatcher the sequel or something. I want to do a different game." And he has always come back to Metal Gear Solid every time.
Right.
Maybe this is not as one-sided as we think. Maybe it's mutual. Maybe
he's killing it. I just want to know what's happening.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll leak at some point. Again, this would be, you know what, for all the people out there that remember Icons, this would be a great Icons episode.
This would be.
Before we cut to a song, let's talk about Tony Hawk.
The game. Skater guy.
So Tony Hawk 5, which is not the fifth installment in the game, in the series, because they had Tony Hawk Skate, and then I think they had... the Tony Hawk, the other one. The one with the plastic plastic guitar.
Was that not Skate?
No, that was Skate. That was the plastic skateboard, and then they had another one.
They made that, the one with like the quote-unquote no load screens. Did you ever that one? Yes. That was funny. Just really long tunnels and bus rides.
Yeah.
Weird.
So Tony Hawk, Pro Skater, and then this is Tony Hawk 5. This is sort of kind of going back to the arcade-y level-based.
I'm excited about that. On Tony Hawk Underground.
Tony Hawk Underground. That was the one. Yeah. So this just isn't the fifth one in the series. It's the fifth name, but numbered, but there's more than five.
Yeah, don't worry about the numbering systems.
The numbers don't matter. Yeah. So
the warning on the pack
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5, it's coming. We got a gameplay trailer. But, you know, despite the fact that it's kind of going back to the level-based system, level goal, every level has a few goals or whatever, it's not all one connected world. Despite the fact that
I really like that though.
Oh no, me too. Yeah, I think that's really what drove the series because you didn't.
My favorite Tony Hawk was either Underground or the original Pro Skater.
The first one, yeah, because of the warehouse.
The warehouse level.
We were talking
so whenever, many hours
whenever
you had a
PlayStation Underground a demo disc. Back for people that remember PlayStation Underground, I remember there was one that had a Metal Gear Solid demo. It had a Parappa the Rapper demo. It had a Siphon Filter demo.
Yeah,
and then there was one with a Tony Hawk demo, and those were awesome demo discs. An Armored Core. They had an Armored Core demo.
I don't think I had the Armored Core one.
The crazy thing is that despite the fact that they're going sort of classic with this, they're going back to levels and goals based. The game doesn't look that good. Like, and I know you don't play Tony Hawk and go, man, this is a simulation.
Again,
you know, it's an arcade game.
I'll say that in this modern age with the engines we have, it should look good though.
Yeah, you should be able to process everything.
But there's no real excuse.
Engines are so advanced that you can make.
I can make things look good.
You can make,
I'm terrible.
Lifelike replica models of every skater out there and throw it on a Blu-ray disc and go. And the only thing I can imagine is maybe they're building this in kind of a last gen sort of idea. They are going to go ahead and release it for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 at some point, but it will come to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One before that. But at this level, like, you can just release it on Wii U. You could release it on everything. Release it on your mobile platforms.
I want more reasons to get a Wii U.
Yeah. Anyway, we are going to cut to two songs. This is Never Surrender by Martin O'Donnell. It's a Halo soundtrack, and this was Reading Rainbow, the theme by The Human Tim. I love this guy. He's so metal.
Awesome.
We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Reading Rainbow, the theme by Human Tim. Before that, Never Surrender by Martin O'Donnell. Those are really good songs.
I thought it was great.
Brings us back to a childhood. Back in our
day. That's how I remember it.
Back in our day, we had to go to a library.
We did.
Or a library.
Library. Went there so often, I worked at it.
You know, it's crazy.
True story.
Because we've been helping the library on campus. And it's really insane to think, like, you could convert all of the text into like a library and fit it on like a 4 terabyte hard drive. Like, it's really insane.
You can actually download Wikipedia, by the way. It's not even that big.
You can download Wikipedia?
Yeah.
I guess it's just text.
Yeah, they compress it into just text. They strip all the pictures and
just
everything.
Just the text.
Just the text. For the world apocalypse.
Oh, okay. Just in case.
Keep it on jump drive.
Put it in Mount Cheyenne, the Cheyenne Mountain and in NORAD or whatever.
I'm going to make a copy and get it through the Stargate so we're
That's
good.
That's it. They'll know everything about our everything.
Literally everything. We should put that on the next satellite.
I was about to say,
out.
Is that what we do?
We should now.
For those next that didn't space. Know, Horizon passed by Pluto. We now have the best image we've ever had of Pluto. Before the
and
comparison,
it is amazing.
The comparative shot though is like it's literally like 5 or 6 pixels right next to one another and fuzzy.
Yeah,
that's the original.
And that was like Hubble, wasn't it?
I can't even remember. I don't know where it came from.
I think Hubble got that in like 96.
Yeah. Now we have, after almost 10 years, almost a decade in space, Horizon sent back on worse than dial-up connection, sent back a super high definition image.
It is beautiful.
It's glorious. It's really, really good.
Now, and think about this. This means that we threw a satellite off of Earth, timed it perfectly to fly 10 years through space and meet up with another planet.
Is it orbiting the planet?
No, it's continuing past it.
So eventually, it'll just take forever, longer and longer to communicate back.
Yeah.
And then eventually we won't.
It's another deep space probe. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
But so just think about it. We threw
deep
something from
space.
Earth 10 years later, nailed it.
It'd be great if we could get a faster transmission, like lasers or something.
Well, no.
Lasers are always.
You do realize, though, it's transmitting at the speed of light.
That's a good point.
No, they transmit at the speed of light, but it takes light so long. It takes like 7 minutes to reach us from the sun.
8.3, sir.
Okay. Check my facts.
I watched Flight of Dragons.
And that's where we're getting our source information
from.
At the end, science.
You get science at the end of that
movie. So we'll say between 7 and 9 minutes. I'll call it that. That's a good range. But anyway, just think about that.
Well, if we could just move
That's a lot of space.
Move the satellite at the speed of light, then it'll be...
Yeah, that would be great. It would be.
Before we leave you for another week, I know you'll manage without us. We'd like to drop some information on you. We have a website. It's where all of our audio is stored whenever we're not doing it for real and live. Bear, what is the website?
Our website is exppoints.com. Double tap that P.
We have a social media landing page on that site as well. It's at exppoints.com/social. You can check out all of our social media. Follow us. Check into us, friend us, check us out. I don't know all of the verbs, like all of the
verbiage.
Follow us and subscribe to us, and give us kidneys on kidneycom.com or whatever.
Really?
If you want to give us money instead of kidneys, you can go to PayPal on the site, the social landing page. We have a PayPal button. We also have a Patreon button. If you'd like us to make cupcakes and call them your name and then eat them and then send you a picture of us eating them.
Happening.
If you want us to,
and
make,
I'm not the one that came up with the cupcake idea.
If you want us to make a comic book with your likeness, and we'll copy and paste.
I will absolutely do it. In fact, actually, I just bought some comic book software. So yeah, I'll absolutely do
it. Oh, you did the Humble Bundle thing?
Actually, no, this wasn't on Humble Bundle. I'll get the name of it for you.
Anyway, I tweeted about it. We are out of time. Please check us back next week, next Wednesday, 9 to 10 p.m. on KSLU. We'll be here.
Right here.
Be here or be bear. Or be, no.
What? I'm bear.
Be bear or be square. Be bear or be square. I don't know. We got to find another tagline.
You know why? It's like be there, be square. Took me forever.
No.
Because if you're not there, if you're not around like a circle, you're not around.
Oh,
you're a square,
I thought it was.
Because you're not around.
Ah, so that's where. Oh, man, what a square. Because you're not hanging around. I got
you're
it.
Around.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, look, the more you know.
Knowledge. Yeah. Whew, I've been carrying that knowledge for so long. It felt good to drop it.
That's not really geeky at all. That's just old.
That's just not.
That's just old.
There's never said geeky and old.
That'll be in the text file from Wikipedia. We're going to leave you with two songs. This is I've Always Been With You by Reverse Engineers. And after that, we're going to end out the show with I Feel Fantastic, which we do.
I always feel fantastic.
By Jonathan Colton. Listen to those words. No truer words have been spoken at the end of the show by Jonathan Colton today.
Today.
That's true.
Right now, it's happening.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
I heard your name once before, Desmond. A long time ago.
And then when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.